Welcome back. This is Patty Cotton, and you're listening to the third and final module of the training series, Morning Success Routine. It's designed to help you with greater clarity, focus, and energy for your day. The routine has been designed using some of the best secrets of top leaders around the world, and clients report that it has changed the way they're able to approach and contribute their best work. In the last two modules, you learned to clear your mind of thought fragments and bits of information that cloud thinking, and to bring more focus to your thinking through centering. If you haven't completed these two modules, please click on the hyperlinks below and do these first. Once you've cleared your mind and brought focus, the third step in your morning success routine is to create. Create an intentional spirit of positivity that will help bring more energy to your day. Creating an intentional spirit of positivity is about having a positive attitude and a sense of purpose. This attitude affects everything you do, including the amount of success you're able to achieve. You could say that your attitude truly does determine your altitude. Things like stress can cause us to deviate from feeling positive. Our thoughts become more negative when we feel under pressure, and our emotions go right along with this. And when stress mounts, it actually causes us to operate from the fight or flight area of the brain, instead of the frontal lobe or the executive brain where we do our best thinking. Now, operating from the fight or flight part of the brain is good and necessary when we need to assess whether we're in danger. However, if we're not in danger, but we simply need to make good decisions, to analyze, strategize, and consider various perspectives, all the things needed to do our best work, we need to be operating from the executive brain. When we don't do this, we begin a stress cycle that can take our creativity hostage. Stress causes us to feel tired as things take on a difficult or negative spin. We try to squeeze out decisions, and our creative process takes a deep dive. Our perspective begins to narrow to the problem in front of us rather than on creative solutions, and our thinking becomes fuzzy. The damaging effects of this cycle are that they lead to more negativity and more stress, and back we go through the loop again. However, by intentionally focusing on the positive and the possible, you can help move your thinking from the fight or flight part of the brain to the executive brain. This will boost your ability and skills in critical thinking, idea development, and best decision making. Now, here are some choices you can use for this third step in your morning routine to create the spirit of positivity. Number one. Keep a gratitude journal. In your journal, write down three things each day for which you are grateful. Be creative in selecting a new set of three each day. It's that simple. In certain research studies, this exercise over a period of just 30 days has shown to significantly raise the happiness quotient that you experience in your life. So keeping a gratitude journal is one of the options that you can do for this third step. A second option is to keep note cards handy and write a short note of appreciation to someone, focusing on the positive. And a third option is to take a challenging situation you face at the moment and begin to list the positive things about it, or the things for which you are grateful despite the challenge. For example, were you involved in a fender bender? Find gratitude for the fact that you were not more severely injured. Facing a tough transition? See if you can start to view the transition as one that offers you new experiences and new learning. If you choose this as the option for your third step, contemplate on the positive and write down the positive things that come to your mind for your 5 minutes. Now, if you know that your attitude has been negative for quite a long time, then you need to ask yourself, what is at the bottom of all that? Ask yourself and answer the Steve Jobs question, and you'll want to write this question down. Steve Jobs once addressed some graduates and gave the following advice. For the past 33 years, he said, I have looked in the mirror every morning and asked myself, if today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I am about to do today? He said that whenever the answer has been no for too many days in a row, he knew that he needed to change something. So if you ask yourself the question and you say no too many days in a row, that you recognize that you need to change something, don't stay stuck at that point in thought. Ask yourself instead what you need to change and take the first step. Now you've learned a 15-minute routine, 3 steps of 5 minutes each, that when practiced regularly can give you back hours of productivity in return. These are secrets of many great leaders for greater clarity, focus, and energy, and they can be yours as well. I challenge you to adopt an activity from each one of these categories for your own morning ritual and to test this over the next few days to see how it makes a difference for you. This is Patty Cotton wishing you every success for an amazing next chapter in your life and work.